Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show. Today, I am going to be the guest because I thought it would be really great for us to talk about taking steps to get out of your comfort zone. With this virus, so many of us have been learning so many new things, and many of the things we've had to learn have really pushed us out of our comfort zone. And I'll share some stories. But first off, let's talk about what is a comfort zone. A comfort zone is defined as a behavioral state within which a person operates in an anxiety-neutral condition, using a limited set of behaviors to deliver a steady level of performance. The goal of life is to continually challenge yourself and continually improve yourself. And really, in order to do that, you have to move out of your comfort zone. But once you do, your life will start to change in ways you could never have imagined. I know because it's happening right now in my own life. Well, here's what I've learned. First off, I know that sometimes when we step out of our comfort zone, you get scared. Leaving your comfort zone isn't easy. In fact, it can be downright terrifying at times, and that's okay. It's pretty normal to feel a little trepidation when you're embarking on a journey that forces you to try new things. So don't freak out or get overwhelmed when you feel yourself getting a little scared. It's perfectly normal and all part of the life is process. But what is important that you don't let that fear hold you back. You must continue to take action in the face of fear. That's what separates winners from losers. And some of the fears some of us have felt all of a sudden were people who used to be out with people every day. I used to drive 1,800 miles a month to go to all our 11 Global Society for Female Entrepreneur Network meetings. Now we're doing it online, and it's been fabulous. People are finding out that it isn't as bad as what we first thought. Yes, the virus is very bad. But to be confined has given us more time to do things that we never found time to do before. A simple thing for me was finding time to just every morning go out into my gazebo and have a cup of coffee with my little puppy and enjoy the beauty of all the plants. I never took time to do that before. And today I was on a Zoom call and somebody said, seeing the eyes of a family of under the eyes of a four-year-old, because all of a sudden the mommy and daddy are there and they're doing things together. A couple of others said all of a sudden they realized their marriage is even better, where the husbands would just come home and eat, dinner was ready and eat. Now they're working and preparing the dinners together. The other thing is the fear of doing, so many things are on Zoom right now. I can tell you, I was terrified of using Zoom. First, we were going to use Amazon Chime for our network meetings, but then we found out that Zoom was better. But every time I'm on Zoom and somebody knows a little bit more, teaches me more, I get so excited because Zoom is going to be a way of the future. Yet I still hear some of my members say, I don't do Zoom. Well, you know, when we get back to the real life isn't going to be as we know it. People are liking being able to stay home and communicate with people. They're even learning how to sell their products online. I heard several people today tell me they were busier than ever. One woman sold makeup, and she said all of a sudden when Zoom and people saw their pictures on Zoom, they saw how bad they looked, so they all of a sudden decided they needed more makeup and cream. And I've heard many people tell me that even though it was a rough time, that some of their businesses have been better. So, and all of them are stepping out and looking at new ways to do it better. One of my members does a paint and sip party. And then she never had done them in line. They were, you come to her house or you go to, she goes to a location, doing them online. And she found another way of sending out the materials and doing purses with beautiful paintings on them. This would have been something she never would have thought of doing. Another one of my members who's a top jewelry salesperson is now doing her jewelry online. And we, you know, I attended one the other day. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, Zoom can be really a lot of fun for meetings or just having a happy hour with everybody you know. So, like today, one of the things I learned, I didn't know, but on Zoom, you, if you want to answer a question, there's a way you can click something and it's like your hand is raising. I didn't know that. So at my age, at 84, I get so excited when I'm learning something new, and I learned about Zoom rooms. So, you know, we're all learning. So a lot of it is getting out of your comfort zone. I remember last year I had the opportunity to speak for Sue Talks, and it stands for Successful, Unstoppable, Inspiring, and Empowering. And they, the Connected Women of Influence, does this event every year in Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and now they're doing it in the Inland Empire. And they pick a few women to tell their stories on stage. Now, I've spoken for audiences as large as 10,000 people at the LA Coliseum and many other places. But every time I've ever spoken, I've never had to memorize a talk. I could have a few props or a few notes. When you do Sue Talks, which is very much like TED Talks, TEDx Talks are usually men with a couple of women. Sue Talks are women with a gentleman added. But it's your story, and again, you can have no props and no notes. It was probably one of the hardest things I ever did. I was sleeping with earphones. I was walking the house with earphones. I was driving and listening. And yet it was interesting because on the night of the where we did the lighting and test the sound, I couldn't even remember the topic. I could not believe it because I'd been studying for months. But by the time everybody walked in the room and the lights were on, everything came back. But I can tell you that I feared that so much. And when it was over, I realized that I had worked my own self up, that it wasn't as bad as I thought it was to me. And I learned that fear, the F stands for false, E stands for evidence, A stands for appearing, and R stands for real. So in other words, we make it feel real, but it really isn't real. So let me give you a couple of steps that I think that are important. The first thing, we have to know what is it we fear. So the first step, I would say, become aware of what's outside your comfort zone. What are the things that you believe are worth doing but are afraid of doing? Failure. One of the things I'm doing right now, I'm doing a book called It's All About Showing Up in the Powers and the Asking. And I have sent out 50 to 51 people to be part of it. Many of them had never written before. So there was a fear of doing it, but they are doing it. And what's exciting, a couple of them, since they were able to complete that, now are writing their book. So sometimes when you take that first step, you automatically, you take a sigh of relief. Oh, my God, why did I let that bother me? Why did I worry so much? Why did I think I couldn't do it? Because, and then you're ready for the next step. So what you want to do is draw a circle and write those things down outside the circle. This process will not only allow you to clearly identify your discomforts, but your comforts. So what you want to do is the things that you're comfortable doing, put them inside the circle. Things you're uncomfortable doing, maybe it's speaking, maybe it's writing, maybe it's cold calling, whatever it is, you need to face what those items are. So then you want to become clear about what you're aiming to overcome. Take the list of discomforts and go deeper. Remember, the primary emotion you're trying to overcome is fear. And if you remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. It really isn't there, so you have to overcome that. How does this fear apply uniquely to each situation? Be very specific. So one of them might be speaking that maybe nobody will like your talk, or you're going to be nervous, or you'll forget something. Those are all things that make people not take the step to speak. But I can tell you that I can remember years ago when I first started speaking, I had to stand behind a podium because my legs were shaking so bad. The more you speak, the better you get. And the thing that I've realized over the time, speak from your heart. People really feel it when you speak from your heart. Tell you, everybody's got a story. Share your story. Share, you're doing something in business, or maybe you're talking about social media. Share something you did that helped you learn something new in social media. So then you want to know, how does this fear apply uniquely to each situation? And be specific. Remember, you've got to be honest with yourself in order to change something. Another thing, are you afraid of walking up to people and introducing yourself in social situations? Why? Because you are insecure about the sound of your voice? Are you insecure about your look? Or are you afraid of being ignored? None of that is really important. The importance is that you do it, that you try. And every time you try it, it gets easier. Step 3, get comfortable with discomfort. One way to get outside of your comfort zone is to literally expand it. Make it a goal to avoid running away from discomfort. So many times we have these things we want to do, and we have them on our list, but they keep going to the bottom of the list. They never make it to the top. So my goal this year for all of my members is for them to take one item that they have been wanting to do that is out of their comfort zone, and we want to help them achieve that goal this year. So what is the one item that you would like to do, that you would like to achieve? Let us know and let us help you get there, because it's all about togetherness. We can do more. Let's stay with the theme of meeting people in social settings. If you start feeling a little panic when talking to you just met, try to stay with it a little longer than you normally would before retreating to comfort. If you stay long enough and practice often enough, it will become less comfortable. So the other thing is, if you feel something step 4, is see, feel your as a teacher. You know, sometimes we're so afraid that we're going to fail, but yet we learn from those fears. We learn that, oh my God, pat yourself on the back. At least you tried. You stepped out. So whatever happens, look at how you could have made it better. Perhaps it wasn't even you. Perhaps it was somebody you came in contact with that doesn't have the social skills. Don't take it personally. It is not about you. So, and then you know, next time you'll even be better. Take baby steps. Don't try to jump outside your comfort zone. You will likely become overwhelmed and jump right back in, especially if things don't go right. Then you say, oh, see, that's why I didn't do it, because it didn't work. You know, it's like when you're starting, like a good example, when you're starting a business, everything you do doesn't work in the beginning. You have to keep doing. You have to be persistent. You have to hang in there and never give up and keep trying. So that's the same thing with stepping out of a comfort zone. Take small steps toward the fear you are trying to overcome. If you want to do public speaking, start by taking every opportunity to speak to small groups of people. You can even practice with family and friends. You know, one thing I heard today, and something I was on the Good Old Girl Network, a gal that's amazing on Facebook said, that I didn't know this, but if you do Facebook Live, and that's a great way to learn. You can just get up and give a tip, but each time you do it, you're going to get better. You'll get 6 times more impressions than if you post something, or even if you post an article, you know, a video. So remember, live is 6 times more impressive. So it's the same thing. There's so many organizations that are always looking for speaker optimist clubs, just look wherever women's clubs, different things, and they're usually small, and that's a great way to get started. The other thing she said that I thought was very important she said, even then she was talking about Facebook. She said 80% is sharing, you know, great thoughts, great you know, messages, something funny that you're doing, and only 20% should be trying to sell your product. And she also said something about that it's really great to you know, honor people and give them what she called it, go and do love on everyone else. You know, build relationships with all those people. They write something and post something nice back to them. Because remember, it's not about you, but how you touch your life and make a difference. So the other thing, number five I told you was take baby steps. You know, but at least take the steps. Don't stop. Just keep going. Hang out with risk takers. There is no substitute for this take. If you want to become better at something, you must start hanging out with the people who are doing what you want to do and start emulating them. Almost inevitably, their influence will start to have an effect on your behavior. And I would be willing to bet that when you talk to them, you're going to find out that they too, before they started doing all this, probably had a fear. Now, many people don't know this about me, but for many, many years in my younger life, I was very shy. And I always felt that in my jobs I had to do, I was in accounting where nobody would see me. Then I started to believe in myself and realize that my best skill is people skills. And so then I started branching out. And once I did that, I moved to the higher levels in corporate America. And my last job in corporate America, I had 800 people reporting to me. And then since 1985, I've been an entrepreneur, but I love people and I want to be around people. And I think that was the hardest thing for me with the virus is not being around people because all I have is my little dog at home. But then when we discovered Zoom, great way to be around people. Another thing is be honest with yourself when you're trying to make excuses. Don't say, oh, I just don't have the time for this right now. Instead, be honest and say, I'm afraid to do this. Don't make excuses, just be honest. You will be in a better place to confront what is truly bothering you and increase your chance of moving forward. I prefer people, like, I hate people that just give excuses about things. Like, for instance, say right now a lot of people are in a money crisis. So say somebody calls them and says, can you go to this event? And they give you a million excuses. Instead of saying, you know, I'd really like to be there, but my budget right now cannot include that. I think people appreciate people that are more honest. And many times when you're honest like that, they find a way for you to go and be there. I mean, I've seen it happen. So always, if you don't want to do something, tell the truth. Don't make up excuses. Because, you know, you are who you are, and your integrity is so important. And that is even important when you're stepping out of your comfort zone. You want to identify how stepping out will benefit you. What will the ability to engage in public speaking do for your personal and professional growth? So whatever step you're looking to do, how is it going to help you achieve whatever it is you want to do? You know, if you want to be being a speaker gives you more visibility. Being a writer, once you don't have to write a whole book, you can write a chapter and you then become a published author. Become a guest on podcast shows. You can, you're constantly, if you're on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, you'll see all these different podcast shows. Step out and contact them and become a guest. If you want to be a guest on my show, send me an email to rmotter@aol.com and tell me about you. I'm booking June now. I love to have guests. I love to hear your story. And when I book a guest, the show is really about you. I have you send me a short bio, which is 1,200 characters, and one character is one word. Your JPEG photo, if you've written books, JPEG of your books. If you have a logo, JPEG of that, because I can actually put it up on the site. And 10 questions you want me to ask you. So, and the way the show goes, it's a half an hour, is that when I open the show, I do your bio so everybody gets to learn about you. And then we go into the questions. So the show becomes all about you, because I'm all about promoting women to achieve goals that they never thought they would achieve. So anyway, we're going to start being honest and not make excuses. And we're going to learn why doing what this thing you don't want to do can help you. And there's so many reasons. Most of the times, it's about getting yourself out there, being visible, building your brand. It's so important. You know, the more people that like you, join groups on Facebook. You'll meet more people that way. And instead of just clicking likes, put an answer because it gets more responses. It builds you more. The main thing is don't take yourself too seriously. Learn to laugh at yourself when you make mistakes. Risk-taking will eventually involve failure and setbacks that will sometimes make you look foolish to others. Be happy to roll with the punches when others poke fun. You know, fun in our life is a good thing. The other thing is we need to focus on fun. Enjoy the process of stepping outside your safe boundary. Enjoy the fun of discovering things about yourself that you may not have been aware of previously. You know, I think doing this virus and this quarantine, we have learned so much about ourselves. We have learned we have tenacity, that we can do it, that we can be creative, that we can think outside the box, and we're learning. Every day we're learning something new. So we need to pat ourselves on the back. Because, you know, sometimes we criticize ourselves instead of saying, oh, look what I did. You should every day give yourself a little gold star for what you achieved. So, you know, I want you to write down what you hope that you want to achieve this year, because it's possible. Nothing is impossible. So is it really better to step out of your comfortable zone? I think it is. I think it makes you stronger. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been faced with a situation where you were afraid of making a decision, making a change, or taking a risk? Did you end up taking that risk or making that decision? Or did you just stay put and left things as they were? If you did, are you happy at how things turned out? It is our nature to like feeling safe, to be in a comfort and away from danger. This has always been the case since the beginning of time, when the first humans only knew how to prioritize survival. Even today, many still choose to play it safe and avoid taking risks or taking leaps of faith when it comes to their choices in life. To put it simply, the realists and the dreamers. The realists are the logical and cautious type of individuals who think and weigh out the pros and cons before making any decision, especially the big life-changing ones. Whether it was deciding on what major in a university, what career path to take, whether or not to purchase that house or car or go on a holiday or to splurge on that new watch, the realist thinks long and hard before making a decision, if they even decide. Really, realists stick to what's next, plan for the future, and may not actually consider different possibilities for where life can lead. This is usually because of the confidence they have already devoted to an accepted plan. Realists have dreams too, but they are more so rooted in ambition, drive, and determination. They are goals that have been enumerated for some time. Realists understand that progress requires more than ambition and drive, but also connections. They feel that life is never worry-free because of survival, responsibility, and paying the rent or a mortgage. As a result, they tend to make safe choices and stick to the comfort of knowing what is best for themselves. Now look at the dreamers. The dreamers are well dreamers. They have big, lofty ambitions, are risk takers, sometimes over impulsive, but they often always challenge the norms of society and dare to think outside the box. This is not to say that they do not have plans or a path they want to follow, but they are more likely to change the course of their journey through time, experience, and following their heart. Dreamers derive their inspiration from within. No one else's perspectives weigh in greatly enough to shift a dreamer's drive. Dreamers do not allow their fears to consume them. They may fail from time to time, but they never give up on life and love. So what are you? Are you a realist or a dreamer? I'm a dreamer, and I love stepping out of the box and trying new things. And actually, I have a special knack in that when I meet some people, sometimes I know what they're capable of, and I'm able to push them. And they'll say, "How did you know I can do that? I could do that." And I tell them, "I just do." And then they're so excited, and they start stepping out more and taking more chances. The other thing I want to tell you about is our network, the Global Society for Female Entrepreneur, known as GSFE. It's a 501c3 nonprofit that I started in 2017. And this year we added networks to it. We've been doing a lot of we do our annual conference, and we've been doing a lot of trainings on that group. We have 11 networks in Southern California. Our mission is really very simple. Together we can make a difference by empowering women and providing leadership resources. We help female entrepreneurs succeed because we are a sister. We're like a tribe of women coming together. Some of the benefits of joining our group are powerful and effective networking opportunities with other GSFE sisters in Southern California, and through affiliation, community service, and empowerment. We build relationships with like-minded individuals. We have quarterly cutting-edge professional education and leadership training. We have a mentorship. We have an annual GSFE conference that's happening on October 17th at the Links in Summerlee with 8 dynamic speakers, 8 entertainers. It's an all-day from 8 in the morning to 5:30. The cost is $100, and that includes lunch, continental breakfast, the entertainment, the everything. And as I said, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. So if you're interested in learning something about us, go to globalsocietyforfemaleentrepreneurs.org. Again, that's globalsocietyforfemaleentrepreneurs.org. We have 11 networks in Southern California. Right now we're doing all of our meetings each month on Zoom, but once we can get back in our restaurants, we'll be doing that. And we also will keep a couple of our networks on Zoom every month because some people, will want to continue to do that. We also are looking to find some global women to come and tell us how they do business in their countries. And I'm always looking for dynamic guests on my radio show, which is Diva Strategies for Success on Blog Talk Radio. It's Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., and it's a half an hour. So if that's something that interests you and you're willing to step out of your comfort zone and be a guest, I would love to have you. So get in touch with me at rmotter@aol.com. And that's M-O-T-T-E-R, first initial R, at aol.com. So I hope that you will start stepping out of your comfort zone. And I'd love to hear from some of you of what you've done being on this virus to step out of your comfort zone. You can text me at 951-255-9200, or you can email me at rmotter, R and then M-O-T-T-E-R, at AOL.com. And join in on my radio shows. Every day I have a fabulous guest. Tomorrow my guest is Jill Lublin, who is amazing. I mean, June 1st, I'm sorry, we don't do shows on Saturday and Sunday. Jill Lublin is the master of PR. She's amazing. She speaks all over the world, so you need to tune in. And the great thing is, if you don't listen to the show when it's live, we are archived and you can listen to it then. I've been doing it since 2004, and every show I've ever done is archived. So that's it for today, and I'm happy that you joined me, and I want to hear if you got out of your comfort zone on some things, because it's the time to do it. It's time to be brave and come up with new ideas and just be yourself. And remember, nothing is impossible. You are in charge of your own destiny. And also remember that showing kindness to others is one of the nicest things we can do for ourselves. Bye now.